Lynn Kaminsky is here with us today. She is the professor and chairman in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Sonoma State University, and is to tell us about an upcoming presentation with an intriguing title, Blazing Galaxies, Exploding Stars, and Monstrous Black Holes. Sounds like a lot to accommodate in one talk.
Yes, it certainly is. And there is a connection between all of those objects, which is that they emit X-rays and gamma rays, which are the most energetic forms of light that we see in our universe.
In looking at these, what do you learn?
We are trying to understand the physics at the most extreme parts of the universe. So extremes of gravity, extremes of temperature, extremes of magnetic field.
And by studying those, what do we find out? We learn about the origin of the universe, maybe unraveling a little bit more of the Big Bang, that sort of thing?
We're not really looking as far back as the Big Bang, but we are learning about space-time and properties of space-time, and in some cases, even testing Einstein's theories of relativity.
Still holding up?
Einstein has been right every single time we've tried him so far.
What kind of experiments do you do then?
The observations that I'm going to be showing beautiful images of are all taken by different NASA satellites, the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope, the Swift Gamma Ray Burst Explorer, and the Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, which is usually called NuSTAR. They all look at the universe in different wavelengths of light and show us visions that we could not see using ground-based telescopes. The Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope is unlike anything that's ever been launched before. It actually uses Einstein's famous equation of E equals mc squared as the basis of the way the telescope works. You've actually got gamma rays, which are pure energy, converting into an electron and its antimatter partner, a positron. So that's the M in the E equals mc squared. And those particles travel through the detectors and deposit their energy. And we reconstruct the path of those particles to figure out the place on the sky from whence the gamma ray came. So we're actually converting energy of the gamma ray into the mass of these particles using that equation E equals mc squared. And that's how the telescope works.
So there's actually nothing visible until you calculate the output?
There's nothing visible until we get the data and put it into a computer and reconstruct the image on the screen using false colors. The gamma ray images are not actually terribly well focused, but they are better images of the sky in gamma ray light by more than a factor of 10 than we've ever had before. So we can pinpoint, for example, that there's a monstrous black hole in the center of an active galaxy, which is a galaxy that will flare and make a lot of gamma rays. We can see in supernova remnants, which are the leftovers of exploded stars, where the different elements are being formed by looking with the hard X-ray band using the NuSTAR X-ray focusing telescope.
Is this just at this point a question of collecting that information, or does it lead you in particular directions?
We have been able to look at models for how stars explode. For example, one of the findings from NuSTAR showed that the material inside the star sort of sloshes around a whole bunch before the star finally just blows up. And that was not understood before. There have been other experiments that have measured the spin rate of the black holes in these distant galaxies, which is something that's not easy to determine. And there seems to be a correlation. The faster the black holes are spinning around, the more likely they are to have these big flares and shoot out these big jets of particles and light.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks very much for coming in to tell us about it.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.